I pray that God opens our eyes to His word and understanding today, that we come to understand what it means to go before God. So let's review prayer and fasting as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord. See, when I first start to seek God in prayer, I pray for all the things I wanted God to do for me. Nothing I prayed for had anything to do with what I needed to do for God. My prayers were self-centered, until the Lord taught me through His Word and Spirit to not only pray for the things I wanted, but to pray and learn how to seek what God desires for us to do. And to learn what it means to pray and fast before God. We have made prayer and fasting a religious practice. We pray and fast to show and tell others we're praying before God. See, the Lord says when we pray and fast this way, we've already received our reward. See, God wants us to experience a personal relationship with Him through Christ Jesus. And prayer and fasting is a way that we communicate with God. See, from the beginning, each person that came to God is encouraged to pray to the Lord. Like Moses, we need to spread out our hands in prayer so the Lord will move in our lives and create that love for God in our hearts. We must come to fear the Lord, trust in God, and pray always. See, there is a need for us to pray to God and believe that God's word is trustworthy. He promises good things to His servants. See, the Lord is pleased to bless the house of His servants and allow them to continue in His sight. And we need to pray, thanking God for the blessings that He's bestowed upon us. When we pray, God gives attention to our plea for mercy. He hears our cries and prayers of those who pray in His presence. See, when we pray, we ask God to open up His eyes toward this church that we're worshiping and praying in. We ask God to allow His name to be there so He hears and the prayers of His servants. See, God hears supplications that come from He hears the prayers that we pray for those who are suffering in the body of Christ. See, He hears from heaven in His dwelling place. He hears and He forgives. See, God says when we suffer from famine and plagues and blight and dew and locusts and when enemies besiege our cities and when disaster and disease comes our way, when we have affliction of the heart, we can pray and He will spread His hands out before us and protect us. See, when we pray, when we're prostrated before Him, He will forgive and act. The Lord will deal with each one of us according to what we have done, according to our hearts and the fear of God that we have in us. God says, I've heard the prayers and the pleas of these people. And the Lord consecrates this house of God and places His name over it. His eyes and heart will always be there. See, God says if we walk before Him in integrity of heart and in uprightness and do all as the Lord commands, He will establish us. There is a need for prayer. To devote ourselves to God's teaching and to come together in fellowship, to break bread together, praying together. We need to pray so we can experience the movement of God in our life, in this nation. Go with me to Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 44. See, if we want God to answer our prayers, then we have to walk upright before Him. We have to obey. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 44 says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and the many wonders and miraculous signs were done before the apostles. See, all the believers were together and had everything in common. See, we need to pray together as husband and wives. The wife body does not belong to her, and the husband body does not belong to him alone, but also to his wife. We need to pray so that we don't deprive each other except for a time of devotion to prayer to God. We need to pray together so Satan does not tempt us because of our lack of self-control. We need to pray on our knees before God the Father, for which the whole body in heaven and earth is dwelling. It's in his name. We need to pray that out of our generous riches of the Lord, that he will strengthen us with the power that is in his spirit through the inner beings of our soul. We need to pray so Christ Jesus would dwell in our hearts through faith. We need to pray so we're rooted and established in love, so we have power together with each other to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ Jesus. We need to be praying. We need to pray to devote ourselves. Be watchful and thankful to God. We need to pray that God would open the doors for us to share, so we can proclaim the mysteries of Christ Jesus, and praying so we can proclaim God's word clearly. See, prayers that is offered in faith will make a sick person well. The Lord will raise this person up. If they have sinned, the Lord will forgive them. We need to confess our sins to each other, pray for each other so we may be healed. The prayers of the righteous person is powerful and effective. We need to be praying today in this country, in our houses, in our homes, on our jobs. We need to be praying. Praying fasting is our time with God. It's like choosing to have a close relationship with your parents after you moved out, or being distant because you think you don't need anybody. We need a relationship with God through Christ Jesus, through prayer and fasting. We need to pray and we need to fast. We must fast according to God's word, not as we see fit. God says the way we fast is in quarreling and strife and striking each other. The Lord says we cannot fast as we do today and expect our voices to be heard from on high. We cannot fast by bowing down our heads, dressing down, and humbling ourselves just for one day. The Lord says when we fast, we must loosen the chains of injustice. We must set the oppressed free. We must break every yoke. See, God says a fast acceptable to him is when we share our food with the hungry, when we provide shelter for the poor, when we see the naked, we clothe them and not turn away from our own flesh and blood. This is an acceptable fast before God. The Lord says, don't pray for the well-being of these people. Although they fast, I will not listen to their cries. Though they offer offerings, I will not accept them. Though others are saying the Lord will allow suffering, but they will have peace. See, our prayers and fasting has to be accepted with God. We need to follow the word of God and not do as we see fit. We need to follow Jesus, who prayed and fasted before the Father. Go with me to Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. Our prayers and fasting has to be accepted to God. If we want to ensure our prayers and fasting is before God and reaches his throne, then we need to pray and fast by the Spirit of God. Not so other people can see us. Not so we can go on the internet and be boasting about all these different kind of ways that we pray and fast. It is a personal communication. It is a person communing with God. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 4 says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. See, God says when we fast before him, we do not need to look sober as hypocrites do. disfiguring our faces so others can see that we're fasting. He says, if we do this, we've already received our reward in full. He said, when we fast, no one needs to know you're fasting. You're fasting before God. The Lord who sees in secret will reward us in secret. See, fasting has nothing to do with anyone else but you and God. Religious leaders questioned Jesus why his disciples were not upholding religious fasting practices. Christ said, how can the guests of the bridegroom fast when he's with them? They cannot. See, only after the bridegroom is taken away can they fast. We need to fast God's ways so we are heard from the Lord, so we're able to stand until Christ Jesus returns. See, Christ told a story about how two men went up to the temple to pray. One being a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself to God, saying that he fasted twice a week and gave a tenth of all he had. The tax collector stood at a distance. He could not look up to heaven. He asked the Lord to have mercy on him, a sinner. And Jesus said, I tell you the truth. This man, rather than the other, will be justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the person who humbles themselves will be exalted. See, when you and I worship the Lord, we pray correctly to God. We fast correctly before God. We remain connected to the Holy Spirit. We'll be set apart to do the work in which we're called. So after fasting and praying, we're able to lay hands on someone that God has called before us. So they too could be led to God. See, for our prayers and fasts to be effective, we have to be committed to the Lord, in whom we place all our trust. We must strengthen and encourage each other to remain true to God's word and to the faith. And though we must go through many hardships to enter into God's kingdom, we need to be a person who not only live by faith, but we live by prayer and fasting. So we can draw near to God, so he will draw near to us. We serve a God who will answer prayers. See, when there is an issue with our spouse, we can pray on behalf of our spouse and the Lord will answer our prayers because we walk by faith and we pray in the truth and we fast in faith. See, if we're faithful in prayer, God will answer us. He will deliver us. See, from heaven, from his dwelling place, God will hear our prayers and pleas and uphold our cause. When we pray and fast properly to God, he will forgive us and take away our sins. The eyes of God will be open to us and his ears will be attentive to our prayers. The Lord says if we give an ear to God's word, he will listen to our cry for help. We pray asking the Lord to hear our voice. In the morning when we send our requests up before you, Lord, we need to wait in the expectation of God's deliverance. You're not a God who takes pleasure in evil. Before you, Lord, the wicked cannot dwell. See, God will answer our prayers because our steps have been held by God. And our feet have not slipped. We call on the Lord, for by your right hand you uphold those who take refuge in him. There's no one else, Lord, who can help us. Father, through your Son, we come before you, Lord Jesus. By your Spirit, we approach the throne of God through prayer and fasting. Asking God to have mercy on us, asking the Lord to have movement in our life, asking God to help us through our troubles and help us with those who oppress us. Go with me to Zechariah chapter 10, verse 6. We pray and fast so no others know that we're doing it. We pray and fast so God will answer our prayers. We pray and fast before God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. Zechariah chapter 10 verse 6 says, I will strengthen the house of Judea and save the house of Joseph. I will restore them because I have compassion on them. They will be as though I have not rejected them, for I am the Lord your God, and I will answer them. See, if we want God to answer our prayers, then we have to be devoted to God and be God-fearing. We have to be generous to those in need and those who pray to God. We want God to see us as he's seen Cornelius. See, the angel said to Cornelius, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. See, we want our prayers to be effective, to reach the throne of God and not be done in vain. We pray and fast because can testify that the Lord has delivered us from many situations. We know and believe that God will deliver us again. He will do it again because our hope is in the Lord, and we continue to live us all the days of our lives. We give thanks to God for the many times he's answered our prayers. So through prayer and fasting, we remain confident and anxious about nothing. But in everything, by prayer and fasting, we give thanks. We present our request to God through Christ Jesus. We know that the peace of God will transcend all understanding. And will guard our heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Prayer and fast is not a religious practice. It's where we communicate with God. It's our time with the Lord where we humble ourselves. We seek to help others and we thank God for what we receive. We pray and fast before God, not before others. Not so others can see us, but for us to connect to the Lord. To connect to Christ Jesus. We do it in secret so our prayers and fasting reach the throne of God so the Lord answers and delivers us. We pray and fast to give thanks to God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, for delivering us so he would do it again. See, everything God creates is good. Nothing and no one is able to reject if it's received in thanksgiving. What we received was consecrated by God's word through prayer, given so we can be delivered. And we know prayer changes things. We know a righteous prayer is heard by God. So let us live our lives in a way so our prayer and fasting is manifests God's glory in our lives, that it reaches the throne of God and many are blessed. See, prayer and fasting brings us closer to God. It strengthens and grows our faith so we turn from evil to do good. Must seek peace and pursue it because we know the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and is attentive to their prayers. But his face is against those who do evil. We must pray and fast while we have time, where there's still a chance for salvation for those who don't know God. Praise the Lord. Each and every deliverer needs communion time with God. Time and prayer and fasting with Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Through Christ, our prayers will be answered. The Lord is faithful. He will deliver us. Thank you, Jesus. You've come and demonstrated to us that prayer to God is vital to our relationship with God. We pray and fast, Lord, so we can come closer to you and to the Father. And you will come close to us. We must come in spirit and truth. We must come with our heart open. We must come with a willing spirit. We must come to hear, learn, obey, receive, and be delivered. We must continually pray and be faithful in the things of God. We get delivered through prayer and fasting. We can make our requests known through prayer and fasting. We can faithfully listen through prayer and fasting and understand what God has for our lives. We pray and fast to give thanks to God the Father in the name of Christ Jesus. We pray and fast so we can experience the glory and deliverance of God in our lives and those we are praying for. It's not a religious practice. This is a faith thing. And you and I have to do everything through faith. And that includes the way we pray and fast. We have to do it through faith and not through this religious thing where everybody gets to see and we text and write about how we pray and fast. God says you've already received your reward. You do that. Prayer and fasting is a secret thing we do with God. It's what we do when we come together in the house of God, close those doors, and we pray and fast before God together. We're not trying to show anybody we're praying fast. We're trying to commune with God. We're trying to ask God to hear our prayers, deliver those we're praying for, God. Have movement in our lives, God. Show us the glory of God because we're praying fast and through faith. Receive our prayers, God. Bless us, Lord. Bless us with the glory and power that's in you, Lord Jesus. Hear our prayer and fasting today, God. Have mercy on our souls. Have mercy on our families. Have mercy on our churches, God. Have mercy for those, God, who don't know you but need to come to know you, God. So we may share the word of God with someone that don't know Jesus. And then we may teach them the importance of communion and communicating with God through prayer and fasting. Bless us, Lord. Teach us your ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.